Let's just get a few words on praise and thanksgiving. I remember this whole idea of praise over in Psalm 34. He says that I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. So magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Praise takes many forms. Praise is not just music. Praise also can be words of your mouth and lifting of your hands. But in everything, give him praise. In this, you will see that Israel praised God in Exodus 15 for bringing them through the Red Sea. A horse and rider were thrown into the sea, and it gave him praise for that. So you give him praise for what he has done. Then also in Psalm 4:4, you give him praise for what he's doing in your life right now. And then also in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, this is when the enemy had come against Israel and they didn't know what to do. So they got before the Lord, Jehoshaphat and them, and God began to speak through one of the Levites prophetically. He said, you'll not have to fight this battle. All you have to do is go out and praise me. And once they began and rose up and praised the Lord, God had the enemy to turn on one another. And they killed one another, and God's people got all the spoil. Boy, so what to do when you don't know what to do? Start praising God. David was one of the greatest praisers that ever walked the earth. He was a powerful man of praise. He says over here, and I want to read it. This is in Psalm 149, one of my favorite psalms. He says, praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and praise in the congregation of his saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him, and let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance, and let them sing praises to him with a timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory, and let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them this judgment written, this honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. So when you're feeling discouraged, start praising God. And you'll see that when you start praising him, even your heart will start changing. And you'll get an attitude, a different attitude about you, and things will turn around in your life. When you're up against a solid wall, according to Isaiah 60 and 18, begin to praise God. When the gates seem to have locked you out, just start praising God. Joshua was told that he was going to march around Jericho 7 days. And at the end of that time, he was going to shout. And that shout is a shout of praise. So praise is a mighty weapon. Praise is one that lifts your spirit. Praise is one that breaks down the walls. And praise is one who will give you supernatural deliverance. Paul and Silas were in the prison in Acts chapter 16. And the Bible says at midnight. Midnight means the worst circumstances you can ever encounter in your life. They prayed and gave praises to God. And what happened? That the earth shook and the jails flew open and Paul and Silas were free. So I'm saying to you right now that you can get free just by praising God. Also thanksgiving. This is the day and time that we do give thanks and we sing songs of thanksgiving because they're attitudes of gratitude. I remember in my life when I was working for a company in computers, IBM, and I remember I closed my first computer order and I brought it in and we had the, when everybody brings order in, you ring the bell and celebrate. And after everything cooled down, a guy named Bill Childs, he came to me and said this. He said, "I want to know something, Bill. Did you remember to thank the man for the order?" And I couldn't remember thanking him. And I felt really bad at that particular point in time, but I never forgot that. So when people do something for you and you have success or people reach out to you, don't forget to say thank you. Thank you are two of the finest words in the human language. David was also a man of power in praying and saying thank you. He understood how powerful thank you was in Psalm 26 and 7. He also understood the sacrifice of thanking God. And when things have, you're waiting on something to happen, and it happened, not happened yet. David knew in Psalm 50 and verses 14 and 15 to just start sacrificing the praise and thanksgiving. And when you do that, something will be done for you. Daniel gave thanks to God as God gave him the answer to the dream that Nebuchadnezzar had. Jonah was in the whale's belly, and he had nowhere of escape, and I'm sure all the seaweed was wrapped around his neck. But the Bible says instead of complaining, he began to thank God. And then the big fish spit him out. I'm saying if you're in a fish's mouth, start praising God and make him spit you out. So thanksgiving is like salt, one man says. It makes everything better. So when you get in a situation, it'll make you forget about the situation you're in if you just continue to thank and praise God. The Bible says in Colossians 4:2 that we are to continue in prayer and in watch and in the same with thanksgiving. It helps to control your thoughts. It helps to get your faith in alignment with God, and it certainly helps your deliverance. The Bible says in Psalm 30 and 1 through 4, he gives thanks for the remembrance of God's holiness. God is a holy God, and thanksgiving often brings you in remembrance of that. So give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. That's Psalm 106, verse 1, Psalm 136, verse 1 and 3. And in everything, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, give thanks. You give thanks for victory in 1 Corinthians 15 and 51. Also, answered prayer. He said that that when you ask of the Lord, that you give thanksgiving for the answer that has come back to you, God will bring back to you. So I'm saying, in everything in our lives, we're going to give thanks. And when you're up against a hard place, you don't know what to do, things have got you cornered, then just step back, lift your hands up, and begin to give praise and thanksgiving to God. So this is our day that we give thanks unto him because of not only what he has done for us, not only what he's doing for you right now, because you didn't know it, but he even protected you coming up here this morning. Come on now. Amen. I'm saying you'd be surprised how many things the enemy has tried to set up to try to somehow derail God's people or cause injury, hurt, and harm, and accidents. But God is sending angels. And so every morning when you get up, do me a favor. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being so good to me. Amen. Why don't we have the choir to come on back up, and we're going to close out. Praise God.